Aunt Tabs lived in a very big old house of Elizabethan style, with small leaded light windows, with wooden ceilings and wooden beams. Standing outside to greet them was Uncle Bob, Aunt Tabs' husband, who had seen the coach coming down the hill from an upstairs window. After everybody greeted each other, they settled down in the parlour to a nice cup of tea, some pink salmon sandwiches, and small cupcakes. As evening drew on, Olivia and George were very tired, and Aunt Tabs decided it was time to go to bed. Uncle Bob showed Olivia to her bedroom, and Aunt Tabs carried George up to his bedroom, who had already fallen asleep by the fire, while Mrs. Krupps sat by the fire in the sitting room. It was nice, thought Olivia, to be able to sit on one's own for a while, and she took out her diary to record the day's events. Early next morning, just at about the break of day, Olivia suddenly woke up, for some strange reason. Suddenly, in the half-light of early morning, something seemed to be moving at the end of Olivia's bed. Something large and dark. Olivia did not know whether to scream or to just jump out of bed and make for the door. Instead, Olivia waited, but pulled her bedsheets up closer to herself. This thing, or whatever it was, began to move across the room very slowly, then turned and came closer to Olivia's bed and rested its head on the side of it. Olivia, after a while, could not contain herself any longer and let out a long scream that would have woken up half the village. But still this thing, or whatever it was, did not move. Olivia screamed out again very loudly. Aunt Tabs was the first to climb out of bed, and armed with a broom in one hand and an old bedpan in the other hand, burst into Olivia's bedroom, stopped, saw Olivia hidden under her bedsheets, dropped the broom and the bedpan on the floor and started laughing as the rest of the household arrived behind her, trying to peek over Aunt Tab's huge figure. "It's all right, Olivia. You can come out now from behind your sheets. It's only old Scratch that seems to have frightened you," said Aunt Tabs with a roar of laughter that seems louder than Olivia's scream had been. It turned out that Scratch was a dog, a large brown Bernardina, who often slept under the bed in the guest room where Olivia had slept. Olivia had been so tired the previous night, she had not known that Scratch was also asleep underneath the very same bed. "Oh, I thought it was a monster or a ghost," exclaimed Olivia, who was now stroking Scratch on his head. "Old Scratch wouldn't hurt a fly, that one. He only woke up and came over to say hello," Aunt Tab said. "He likes his ears ruffled a bit." Scratch gave a big teethy yawn and flopped out on the floor and looked like a big carpet rug.